On the phone with me right now, I've got the lovely Skylar Jett, one-time performer, the man that took over from Lionel Richie in the Commodores. He's on the phone with me now. Skylar, good afternoon.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling funky, my friend. That song always puts me in a good mood.
Yeah, it'd take you back to the 80s there. So cool.
Oh, yeah. Also reminds me of the time I went to Disneyland, and they've got an adult theme park at night where just adults only. Pleasure Island, it's called. And oh, yeah. Have you ever been there in Florida?
I haven't been to Pleasure Island, although I performed at Disney.
Oh, right. Nice. Yeah. Well, this is this huge area, and they've got about three or four different stages and three or four different bands, and you can only hear the bands when you get close up to them. And I walked up to three different bands at three different times in one evening, and they all were playing Brick House.
Oh, no, it's the anthem. You know what, I might have a treat for you, because Ronald LaPrade, the bass player of the Commodores, is coming in next week.
Oh, wow.
Maybe you'd like to interview him.
I'd love to talk to him, yeah.
That's him. He wrote Brick House.
Oh, I love. Well, let's face it, all the songs that that band put out were absolute, what I call a stonker. You've got Easy, Three Times a Lady, Brick House, Machine Gun, and Night Shift, to say but a few. And they were proper songs, Skylar. You don't get those songs these days.
No, and you know what? Because I write about racism in music and age discrimination and image in music, right?
Yeah.
And Ronald's a dear friend of mine. I lived with him for 2 years on his ranch in Alabama.
Wow.
And he told me a story one time. It actually turned out to be my favorite song from the Commodores. It's called Sail On, right?
Yeah, I love that song.
It's a country song.
Mm.
And what Ronald told me was, in Tuskegee, Alabama, they only had this one radio station. So they would only play black music at 10 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock at night, right? and so all the rest of the time they had to listen to country and rock.
So hang on. So they played one black song at 10 o'clock and one at 10 o'clock at night, or they gave a slot around 10 o'clock?
They had a black hour.
Okay, right? Okay, cool,
Twice a day, right? where you could hear black music.
Yeah.
Right? And but the only thing is, what I love is they started listening to so much country music, these black guys going to Tuskegee University.
Yeah.
That they wrote this song, a country song.
Wow.
Now, what's crazy is once they put this song out, they lost their black audience.
Really?
Yeah, because it was like, what are you guys doing? You guys are a funk band. What the hell are you doing playing country, right?
Haven't they heard of Charlie Pride?
Exactly, right? And he told me, you know, they gained this whole white audience that they never had before, right?
Yeah.
And then that led to, you know, things like, you know, Three Times a Lady, and they started writing songs in that type of frame. But Sail On is such a beautiful song, and it transcends. That's what we have to get racism out of music, right?
Oh, of course, of course. But that song has so much soul in it. I mean, you've got that. Lionel wrote Lady for Kenny Rogers, didn't he?
Of course. See, he did these songs right after I took his place.
Yeah.
Because what happened was, the Commodore's manager died, and that contractually he could get out of the contract, and so he did, and then he struck off on his own.
Of course.
And he started making so much money doing that, he never came back.
Yeah, right? I know.
Yeah. So man, I mean, it's beautiful for you to have me on, man. I'm really here for, you know, a dear friend of mine, Jen Roberts, because she's an amazing human being and humanitarian, right?
Of course she is. What she's doing at the moment, the homeless worldwide, is absolutely superb, very commendable.
It's pretty peril time. There are 4,677 UK citizens living on the street at night,
Yeah, I know.
1,000 of them, right? In America, it's over a half a million.
Well, it's a bigger country, and it's just a shame that it has to happen anywhere in the world, really.
Well, when you think about, there's over 800 billionaires out there, right?
Yeah.
And I looked up some homes the other day. They're 3D printed homes.
Yeah.
And you can build them for $4,000, right?
That's nothing to a billionaire.
It's two bedrooms.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you got that kind of money, you're going to buy a yacht. You could have built a whole city for the yacht.
Oh, of course. Of course. It's absolutely ridiculous, isn't it?
And yeah.
So you're an ambassador for Homeless Worldwide now, I hear.
I'm one. There's a lot of, but my thing is music for global change. I'm the music ambassador for global change. And,
right.
You know, I'm collaborating with Jen because I also write to try to bring light to the homeless.
Right? Yes.
And yeah. That's why I wrote that song, This Is a Calling. But she has beautiful music, and I want to help her just bring a lot of social conscious, musically inclined artists.
Well, music can do that. Music can do that. It can bring social consciousness out to the world, to the listener, and it can bring a point home, especially these days with a video. If you put a video in with a song and you show the homeless in a song, in a video, then that is also going to make people aware. And then the lyrics are just going to seep into their brain. Every time they hear that song, they're going to remember that video, and then they're going to think about it.
You know what's beautiful? After I finished my song in the studio, This Is a Calling, there was one brother, he was invited by a friend of his to come to the studio. He's sitting there watching me sing the song and produce. And I came out and I said, "What happened to your friend?" He said, "I don't know. He took off for a minute. He said, be right back." He came back and he said, "Hey, man, your song inspired me so much, Skylar. I went down and fed 4 homeless people."
Oh, bless his soul. That's nice. That's inspiration, that is. That is inspiration.
And that's what I'm saying. And so I'm trying to get young people to write lyrical content that will heal, educate, and solve problems. Not so many lyrics about themselves or who they went to bed with last night or what they're wearing.
Yeah.
You know? Let's write a song. If you had a chance to change something in the world, write a song about that. Because you're not the only one thinking like that.
Well, of course not.
You can believe that. So, you know, so my whole thing is to go out and inspire young people to write social conscious lyrical content.
Yeah.
So we can change the plight of all this negativity in the world, because life ain't all bad.
Well,
but you don't hear about the good part.
No, that's just it. People put too much about bad things in the songs these days. There's another guy that is an ambassador for Homeless Worldwide. I spoke to him the other day, a guy called Pete Donegan. He had a famous dad called Lonnie Donegan, who was very big in the 1950s and 1960s in the UK. And he's got some very good social conscious songs, and he's even written a song about his son, because his son is autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to the lyrics of his song, and it just is moving, and it makes you more aware of what's going on. So more people need to learn to write more socially conscious songs, and what you're doing is absolutely amazing.
You know, and like my heroes was like Marvin Gaye and John Lennon and Bob Marley, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't until, I mean, they were doing love songs at first. They started out young doing love songs.
Oh, of course.
It wasn't until they did, you know, social conscious music that the light became this huge light. It took them to a whole nother level, right?
Yeah, well, look at Mercy Mercy from Marvin Gaye.
And the crazy thing is, I think that's 45 years ago.
Yeah.
And you put that song on right now.
It's relevant.
And it's talking about right now.
Oh, cool.
So the man was a prophet.
Yeah.
You know, he's back there. And there, if you ever get to see the documentary, and where Barry Gordy asked Marvin Gaye, what kind of record you gonna do now? And he goes, hey man, this Vietnam War is really, really, you know, messing with me. So I got to write something about what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's where that title came from, what's going on.
I think I've seen that documentary, yeah.
Okay, well, the thing about it is, you know, here he wanted to take this chance, and Berry Gordy's saying, you got all these girls going crazy over you, man. You're going to mess your money up. He said, I don't care. I have to write something about what's going on. And that turned out to be bigger than all the love songs that he ever wrote.
Oh, of course, but it wasn't the love songs that the girls loved him for. They loved him for him.
Exactly.
he was the man, as they say. I understand you're going to be arranging some festivals and concerts possibly coming up maybe next year or later this year.
Yeah, that's my intent, right?
Right.
Because I think if we started having festivals where a lot of great, you know, unsigned talent, but really beautiful, you know, music,
yeah,
and to the world, if we can get them on stage now, this is basically good news concerts, right? Because
that's what we need.
Really won't need that kind of security if everybody's coming to hold each other and feed each other and dance with each other.
Yeah, unfortunately, if you're going to do it over here, I think the rules of the councils say you've got to have some form of security, but I know exactly where you are coming from. Yeah, it's all about love for your fellow man and an awareness of what's going on in the world, that kind of groove.
Well, I think the security is going to be bored.
Not if the music's that good. They'll be grooving, my friend. They'll be grooving.
I you know what I'm saying. They're not going to be breaking up fights because everybody... Now, see, I'm old enough to go back and remember when social conscious music really kicked in. And that...
67, wasn't it? 65, 67.
Young people out there, go and see Woodstock.
Oh yeah, 1969.
It's the most famous festival that ever happened, and most of the groups there were singing about songs how to stop the war.
Yeah,
and that actually helped stop the war. It wasn't long after that concert that Vietnam War stopped.
Oh,
and that needs to happen again now. Music is the number one language on the planet, and if we use it right. You know, yeah. I mean, remember, you know, the internet's only been here since 1996.
Yeah.
So you know, when they launched the internet, it was just a sharing tool.
But right? Music brings us all together, though, more than the internet ever did.
Well, no, what I'm saying is there was music before the internet.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm just saying to all the kids that, you know, that start really listening to music after 1996.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have to know that, you know, it was humans doing it before. And see, I'm an advocate for that. So you guys can have all the computer music that you want. I'm still in love with the human sound because, you know, some people were just blessed. There's a different kind of sound. There's people that go to school for music, but then there's people that was born to do it. It's different. It's the same 12 notes, but it comes out different.
Oh, I know. I'm going to blame my own trumpet here. I'm one of those people that were born to do it. I love to sing. I love to entertain. I love to make people happy. And that's why I'm doing this show, really, because I can do that through speaking to them as well. But yeah, I know people that went to school to learn to do music and learn to perform, and it's just not the same. It's not the same. You've got to have that love and you've got to have that fire in you to get out there and do it. I know exactly what you mean.
Well, music is something you listen to. It's not something you look at.
No.
You know,
it's something you appreciate.
Now it's all about image, right? You know, and they can tweak you and all that stuff. We didn't have that before. You had to reach the note. You couldn't get close to it and they go, you know, tune it up somewhere.
Yeah.
And auto-tune it. That's cheating, man.
I've got to admit, I've only ever been involved with auto tune once, that was a couple of silly little notes. But before that, if you didn't hit that note right, go and do it again. Go and do it again. Nope, that's closer, but go and do it again.
That's exactly right. And not only do it again, do it with some emotion.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, singing is one thing, but do you sing with emotion?
Oh yes.
And so, you know, man, I'm. 53 years I've been doing this, right?
Wow.
And so you know, I'm you know, I've, man, it's the rest of my life doing this, but now it's time for me to give back. And so I want the young people to know that there are heroes out here that help you to get to where you're at right now, and we can't step on them. You know, I mean, we have to go back and listen to the music and learn from it, you know. And plus, if I could start putting young people in the room with a lot of talented, amazing people that were born to play whatever instrument it is, but put them in a room with them and sit them in the middle of it, because it's a different feel than pushing that button on the computer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're looking around, and this guy's got a bass in it. He's got a tool in his hand, but he's making the tool do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And in the middle of a groove, right?
Oh, of course.
So I want, you know, it's my life. It's going to be my life mission, man, to put young people in the room with talented human beings, right?
Yeah.
And then to teach them how to take the music and maybe go help a foundation like Homeless Worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
Like
without
any other foundation. That's what Music for Global Change is. My website, I write songs for foundations, theme songs.
Well, that's good, because at the moment we've got a great single out by Homeless Worldwide. He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, which is one of the most soulful versions I've actually ever heard. Alexander O'Neill's singing on it, but
I love the, you know, it's talent.
Yeah.
Hey, none of them people got a auto-tune on their voice, right?
No. They're all singing.
They're all talented, and they're all trying to help.
They're singing from their soul.
Beautiful cause, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's lovely to speak to you today, Tyler. Skylar. I don't want to call you Tyler. I do apologize. It's lovely to speak to you today. I mean, it's just wonderful. If I could also chat to our friend from the Commodores, that would be also brilliant as well. I'm going to have a chat with you off air in a minute, but I'm going to play your song, This Is a Calling, which should give people a bit of an insight into your music, how you write and what you're doing now, and what you're doing for Homeless Worldwide as well. How can people get hold of your music as well?
Basically, I'm about to release a lot of music, but you can at least go and check out what I'm doing at musicforglobalchange.com.
Lovely.
And if you write social conscious music, let's connect. And I want to connect you with other people that's doing the same thing, so that we can get out, start performing this music to help the world.
That's lovely. And hopefully, once you've got some gigs coming up that are in association with Homeless Worldwide as well, we'll get you back to talk about that as well.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Take care.
Okay, take care.
A sense of community. It's time we bring self-awareness to the planet. It's a call for humanity. There are those that teach hate in the world, drowning out our cries for peace. Holding space for the world to heal is our responsibility. Like to heal somebody's heart. Why do we keep fighting wars around the world, completely tearing us apart? all apart.
Tearing us all apart.
So many families they help round the planet. Suffering fate beyond despair.
Fate beyond despair.
Let's unite all around the world and show them all we really care.
We really care.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.